All right, let's go. Let's go. Week 12, college football. Welcome back, everybody. This slate is lining up beautifully. I'll explain why as we go through it. But usually I do the marquee matchups and break down the games, players to watch, yada, yada. This week, I'm just giving my picks and why because it's all about just following the numbers and using what we've learned for this season to pick the best spots. Beautiful setup right now. I got my espresso. I got my rogue pouches. I got a little brownie action here in the Lululemon hoodie. If you know, you know. If you don't know, put it on your Christmas list. It's rainy outside here in Ohio. It's shitty, but I'm in all my glory right now. There's no place I'd rather be. It's a beautiful sight. So let's go through these games. Let me tell you why I like some of these. We're starting with Louisville at Miami. So Miami is technically the underdog here. They're getting a point and a half, but you know, essentially a pick 'em. If you followed college football for a while, you may have heard about if there's a ranked team playing an unranked team, and the unranked team is like a favorite, or if it's like a pick 'em, you go with the unranked team. It's basically like a system play in college football. Ever since I was a wee little tadpole better back in the day, I would hear sharp bettors talk about this. I've started to pay closer attention, and I think this falls into that category with Miami. So I like Miami here. I like Miami money line. Louisville has burned me a couple times this year because they are able to generate big plays on offense, which Miami can't really do. However, I'm banking on Miami's physicality. I'm banking on Louisville's home and road splits. Louisville is much, much better at home. You take them away from home, they're just a completely different team. We saw it earlier in the season. They lose to Pitt, and now they're traveling to Miami to play this defensive-minded Miami team. It's been up and down. Miami is bringing back Van Dyke at quarterback, who's been really inconsistent lately. But I'm not sure it matters. I think Miami can cause some turnovers, and I think they can edge out Louisville at home. So I'm plugging in Miami money line pretty confidently. Right now, 73% of the tickets are on Louisville spread. So I like that. I like taking the Hurricanes here. It is kind of dangerous. Miami's been a weird team all season. But again, this is just following the numbers. I'm plugging it in. I'm not overthinking it and letting the chips fall where they will. There's two more games that are kind of like this with the team that you maybe the public would think should be the favorite as the underdog, and they're both like Louisville. They're on the road against a more physical opponent. So the second one is North Carolina at Clemson. Clemson -7.5 at home. You know, North Carolina is still scoring points. They're, week to week, still scoring about 40 points per game, but their defense still sucks. We thought earlier in the season, maybe their defense was picking it up, but no, they're still giving up about, over 30 points per game in recent weeks. I think Clemson, too much physicality. They're rounding in the form right now. I think Clemson could end up winning this by two touchdowns. I'm more inclined to just take Clemson money line as a parlay piece. The same with Missouri, as I'm going to say, and the same with Kansas State. I like those money lines. I think those teams win. But with the Clemson thing, I think they're just going to be too physical for North Carolina. They can slow down that North Carolina offense quite a bit. Clearly, Vegas is just completely onto this by putting this line now at 7.5. This one is, I like the Louisville at Miami one, and the other one I'm going to mention is Washington and Oregon State. I like those two better, but I do think Clemson can kind of pull away in this one by being the more physical team. So I like Clemson. If you can get it 6.5, hit that spread. But again, on FanDuel right now, it's moved to 7.5. So a little more dangerous, but I would not be surprised if Clemson, wins this by two touchdowns or wins this by 17 and kind of sticks it to North Carolina, maybe like 38-21 or 34-17, that type of score, if they can keep North Carolina's offense in check, which I think they can do, and then Clemson can rely on their run game. So like I said, folks, there's one more spot that kind of fits this category as a system type play. And by God, if it isn't the Beavers, the brand team of all brand teams, the Oregon State Beavers, they're at home Saturday night against Washington, who right now is potentially, they're battling for a playoff spot, but they're going to Oregon State. And just Google Oregon State betting trends at home or whatever, and it's just every which way they dominate. I mean, pure domination at home for the Beavers. And Looking like there's going to be some rain, which favors the rushing team in Oregon State versus the pass-heavy team in Washington. Washington's run defense is poor. Oregon State can really run the ball. Now, earlier in the season, Oregon State did lose to Washington State. Washington State took advantage of deep pass plays down the field, so you got to be a little conscious of that. But I think Oregon State's shored up their defense a little bit. And again, night game at home, another huge opponent. The Beavers are going to be up for this, guys. I mean, I plugged this in immediately. I'm betting on the Beavers. They're going to be in my parlays. We're going to live and die with the brand play in Oregon State. Plugging it in. They're 2.5-point favorites right now. I'm just taking them to win outright. Take the spread if you want. I'm not going to talk you out of it. So we're all over Oregon State just because of the historical trends at home. They're a brand play for us. The matchup on paper, again, they're the more physical team. Much more physical team with Martinez at running back, their offensive line against a poor Washington rush defense. All right, what else do we got here? A few other spots. Like I said, I like Kansas State winning against Kansas. I'll lay the 9.5 if you have to, depending on how you want to bet it. I'll probably just use the money line since there's so many different spots I like this week. Kansas State, great at running the ball. Kansas, one of the worst teams in the country at stopping the run. Lines up that way. It is a night game in Kansas. I do respect Kansas's coaching staff and their home field advantage, but I think too much offensive firepower from Kansas State's rushing attack. Kansas, some questions at quarterback because Bean got banged up last week. He is supposed to be playing, but I've seen some conflicting reports about that. And if they do have to go with the other quarterback again, if you watch Kansas's offense, it's like kind of like complicated. They just run a lot of like weird motion, different formations and shit. So I feel like it'd be tough for a new quarterback to really get their offense to full gear like they like it to be. So I like Kansas State for a few different reasons in this one. Again, they're 9.5-point favorites at Kansas. I would lay that. I think they can win by 2 touchdowns or just use the money line in a parlay. I already said Missouri money line. Again, too much firepower for Florida. 11.5-point favorites right now are Missouri. I think Missouri's legit top 12 team in the country. I'm going to be eyeing their bowl matchup, whoever they play in a bowl game, because I think there could be some angles there. I like Missouri quite a bit. They could have beat Georgia a couple weeks back. I think that game was a legit toss-up. And I think Missouri, especially offensively, can put up some points here. So I like them beating Florida at home. The other one I'm going to mention here is LSU. Now, I don't know if the value is gone for this one, but what I like about LSU is that I think they're going to be trying to push Jaden Daniels' Heisman potential here and his draft stock up. So, this dude just threw for 300 yards and ran for 200. First player to ever do that. So he's already, generating a lot of buzz because of that. And I think Brian Kelly's going to want to keep that going. I just think LSU puts on an offensive clinic here. I think Jaden Daniels has a huge, huge game. Maybe you do LSU first half spread or something. I think they just come out firing, or their team total. It's 52.5, but I really think they might put up 60 points here or just some crazy amount. So I at least wanted to call out Jaden Daniels, if just out of respect. I mean, the dude's balling out. He's making a name for himself. He's really coming into form in his final year here in college. And I think Brian Kelly is going to want to continue to put the foot on the pedal for Jaden Daniels and try to get him, potentially get him the Heisman. If Bo Nix, if Oregon slips up, or, Penix loses, if there's a way for him to get in there with just some undeniable numbers like he's been putting up, I think Brian Kelly is going to want to do that. Speaking of Oregon, I just want to call out their matchup against Arizona State. I would probably lean Arizona State covering. It just feels like a sneaky spot for Oregon. Oregon is a very well-rounded team. Some people could say that they're the best team in the country. They can run the ball. Bo Nix at quarterback, Heisman favorite, and a solid defense, good defensive line. But just feels like a sneaky spot, going to Arizona State at night. I would watch out for that one, and I'd be careful because it is under that key 24 number. Arizona State's getting 23.5. Some people may want to jump on Oregon because of that. I think it could be a sneaky spot for them. So I would be careful with the Ducks. Excuse me, not a night game in Arizona State. It is 4 o'clock game, but still, you know, 90% of the bets are on Oregon. So that is a little scary for me. One game that I've kind of cooled off on, I should say, is Utah at Arizona. I originally plugged in Utah, and I was kind of looking at it more. I'm like, you know, I got to give Arizona some respect. A very efficient offense at home. Utah has been kind of like, not falling apart. That's too dramatic, but, you know, just maybe not one of, not as formidable as we may have previously thought. So I think this game's a stay away. I think it's too close. I was confidently on Utah, did my due diligence, backed off. I'm just staying away from that game. Wanted to at least call that out. And the final trend that I will mention is just that historically, Ohio State is very poor at covering the spread the week before Michigan. So, you know, they get Minnesota this week. It's a 4 o'clock game in the horseshoe. How do I think Ohio State's going to play? I think they are going to try to start fast again. I think they could get out to a lead, but this being a 27.5 point spread, I don't know. I kind of lean that they're going to cover. I've talked about it before. I think Ohio State is actually a pretty good covering team. They're 6-3 against the spread this year, and a couple of those could have gone, you know, they're almost 7-2 against the spread. I think Ohio State could buck the trend this week and actually cover the week before Michigan at home, you know, last game in Ohio Stadium for some of these guys. I could see Ohio State starting fast and winning like, you know, 45-10 or something like that. But not something I'm going to be playing into, but at least wanted to call out that they don't usually cover the week before Michigan if you look at historical trends. But I think they could this week, especially that number's at 27.5. I think they could win by 4 touchdowns. The money's all over Ohio State, as you would suspect in this one, but at least wanted to mention that. And that's really it for this week. Again, I like Miami at home just because of how the numbers play out and that, you know, the trends for unranked teams in a pick 'em against the ranked teams. I think they could out physical Louisville. Same with UNC at Clemson. I like Clemson and I like the Beavers. It's all about the Beavers for me this week, guys at home. I think this is the time. This is the moment we've been preparing for. It's the time to back the Beavers in their biggest game so far this year. And I will be doing that happily, happily. I did plug in a parlay yesterday, but it has Utah before I backed off Utah. That was Miami money line, Clemson money line, Kansas State -9.5, Oregon State money line, and Missouri money line. And I had Utah in there, but I would not be doing that if I did that today. I'd stay away from that game out of respect for Arizona. So that's all this week. Again, pretty straightforward. Didn't go as deep on some of the matchups just because I thought some of the lines were pretty clear with how I wanted to go this week. And next week we'll probably be going much deeper in some of the big matchups that we are going to have next week in college football, namely the Ohio State Michigan game. We'll probably be doing a deep dive into that one. So we'll save some of this juice for next week. And there's a few other big matchups next week as well. We got a Friday night game between Oregon State and Oregon. So that'll be fun. You know that I love Friday night football. And a few other spots that will be fun to go through next week. But that is all I have for right now, folks. Thank you so much for listening. Australia, you are beautiful. I will talk to you soon.